Welcome to the Island Weekly of the 21st of August. This is an out-of-sequence podcast because I wasn't really expecting to be able to continue during my vacation. But I decided to tell you about my trip here to Drummond Island, and I've entitled this sequence, No Liquids on Board. I came to Drummond Island, Michigan via Toronto and Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. My flight from Munich came in late, and it took forever to get through customs in Toronto. I didn't have time to check in my suitcase again to make my connecting flight. I ran to catch my flight because taking a later one would have been too complicated. The Sault Ste. Marie airport is 2.5 hours away from my family's cabin, and I wasn't certain I'd be able to get in touch with my brother Larry. So I had to take my suitcase on board the plane. That meant, of course, that I had to give up all liquids at the security check-in. All of my cosmetics, suntan lotion, skin lotion, shampoo, shower gel, insect repellent, and even worse, a huge bottle of duty-free Tanqueray gin, which I had brought as a small gift. It was still sealed in its duty-free package, but it is a liquid, so it just might be a bomb, right? Thank you, shoe bomber. I'm really afraid that I used a four-letter word as I handed everything over. Oh well, never mind. As I sit sunburned and mosquito-bitten and drinking a much cheaper brand of gin, looking out on beautiful Whitney Bay, life could clearly be a whole lot worse. My brother didn't have his passport with him, but still got across the border with his driver's license. The Border Patrol asked him for his birth certificate, which you generally also have to show if you don't have a passport. But from next year, all IDs at the U.S. border will have to be machine-readable. U.S. citizens will still have to will still be able to travel to Canada and back without a passport, as long as their driver's license has the right kind of barcode. Birth certificates will not be accepted anymore. It turns out that telecommunications here are very easy. Even at the tiny airport in Sault Ste. Marie, I was able to use my credit card to make a call on a public phone without typing in a code. My brother Mike has set up DSL at the cabin, so I just plug in my laptop and can surf an email as easily as I do at home. Last time I was here, we had a modem, so I thought the connection would be slow. To think we didn't even have electricity or running water at our summer cabin 20 or 25 years ago, and now we have DSL. Watching my niece playing online games, I remembered how cut off from the world we were in the old days. We didn't even read the newspaper when we were up here, and thought up games in the woods. At the time, it was magical, and I loved it. But kids today are different. They have their own games and secret places. And frankly, I'm very grateful for the perfect infrastructure. It's funny. There is no English word for Mitbringsel. We just talk about small presents or gifts. I still have a package of Mozart Kugels left. They're available here, so they're not too exotic. Of course, children here have a real sweet tooth. You can't get German-type licorice here, so I used to bring it. But my American family simply doesn't like it. Gummy bears are okay. But you can get them almost everywhere here, so they're not special. I brought some pretty summer jewelry with seashells from Croatia, and that was good. Anything related to Munich is popular. But I simply can't bring a stein. It might break. You see, even after many years of traveling back and forth, I still have the same old problems. One thing is sure, next time around, my small gifts will not be liquids. Okay, I'll see how it goes. You might hear again from me during my stay here. That's it for this week on the Island Weekly.